Thank you to UNCTAD for the invitation to join you today on this panel. I think, you know, we've talked a lot about the value of dialogue and the value of collaboration, and this is a fantastic example of bringing people together in precisely that way. We've spoken a lot today about deforestation, which is clearly a very important issue. I'd like to just take a step back and look at that question within the broader sustainability challenge. You know, we had a comment from, I think it was Chad this morning, talking about the importance of a holistic approach. And certainly at the WTO, this is something that we often hear from our members, the need to look at sustainability, not just the environmental issues, but also the social and economic dimensions of sustainability. And of course, how trade and trade policy are relevant to all of those three dimensions. The social dimensions, food security is an important priority for many WTO members. We often hear this, the question of farmers' livelihoods, rural employment. Environmental issues, climate change has been mentioned. We might also add biodiversity loss, land and water management, and so on and so forth. From the economic point of view, also rural development, poverty. I think Indonesia was one of the speakers this morning highlighting the importance of poverty and how that relates to the broader set of questions we've been talking about today. So yes, deforestation matters. We've spoken about that. It matters from a climate change point of view, from a biodiversity conservation point of view. It matters, as Brazil said, because of the point of view that forests are home, a home for many people, the people that live in the forests or nearby to those forests. I was very interested to read recently a report from UNEP, the United Nations Environment Programme, which warned that we are off track for achieving the 1.5 degrees target set out under the Paris Agreement. But the good news in the report was that food, agriculture and forestry are part of the solution, or they can be part of the solution, meaning that if you look at the potential for reducing greenhouse gas emissions, 20 to 30% of that in the short term, the 2030 to 2035 horizon, can be from better management of forests, revisiting sustainable agriculture, looking at food systems, and so on and so forth. So I thought that was very encouraging and really a sign of something that could give us some optimism. And the same report also showed that even historically, if you look at the emissions reductions that have been achieved just in recent years, there have been some quite rapid reductions in greenhouse gas emissions associated with the forest sector, which suggested to the authors of that report that a lot can be done if governments act. And I think that brings us, it would bring me to my concluding point that government action is key. Yes, others can help too, and we've talked a lot about that collaboration, the importance of the private sector, the importance of consumers, the role of different international agencies, and I think that would be the point I'd like to end on. Thank you.